What everyday items are you most grateful for? 哪一件每天的用品让你觉得很感恩？您现在收听的节目是 Fly with Lily 的英语学习节目，学英语环游世界。我是主播 Lily Wong。这个节目是要帮助你更好的学习英语，打破自己的局限，并且勇敢的去圆梦。Welcome to this episode of Fly with Lily podcast. 欢迎来到自己的学英语环游世界，我是你最最喜欢的主播 Lily。 今天呢，邀请的是我在清迈刚到的时候，立刻在这个 co-working space 就是共同工作空间呢认识的 John。 他那时候呢就坐在我旁边吃东西，然后就因为刚到一个新地方很兴奋嘛，我就立刻跟他搭讪，没想到他人也非常好，然后我也去过他的家，然后他中文也非常好。我那时候记得我手上就拿着这个中英文的这个问题哦，然后他立刻拿去就可以读那个中文字哦，我就觉得他真的好棒哦。后来我们常常有机会在这个 co-working space 见面，然后也发现他跟我是住在同一个大楼里面，就觉得非常的有趣，所以常常就是出门的时候也会看到 John。 然后 John 他就是非常认真用功的一个人哦，他现在呢在读书，但是呢他也就是朝着他的梦想前进哦。等一下呢大家也可以听到他的梦想是什么。好的，那今天他讲的东西其实我觉得蛮丰富的，所以我特别呢想说 John 也是算是我在清迈的好朋友对吧，所以我就想要细细讲一下他讲的部分。虽然今天的这个问题呢好像看似有一点点奇怪，但是呢真的就是让大家去感恩一下你每天都要用的这个东西哦。你知道吗，我环游世界的那么多地方，我现在呢全身上下的东西加起来不到30公斤，而且呢我台湾呢没有其他的东西，我也没有家了，所以呢这个30公斤就是我每天可能会用到的用品，然后我尽量就是把我不太常用的就丢掉了。衣服呢我也是常常就是到了一个新地方我就会换，就是把它换新的，然后我的衣服都是很便宜的那种啊，大家不要误会，没有就是说会买很贵的衣服也没什么。所以呢这个问题我真的觉得很基本，但是也很感恩。当你什么都没有的时候，你就感恩你的床啊，你的棉被啊，你的电风扇啊，你的水啊，你真的觉得生活真的好丰富哦，而且这些东西我们都还有的话是真的非常幸福，不要想到有一些地方就连喝干净的水都有问题对吧。好的，今天他回答这个问题呢就是 What everyday items are you most grateful for? What 就是什么 everyday items， 这个 everyday 就是每天的，每天需要用的 items， 这边要特别注意一下哦，美式发音呢这个 T 呢如果是在两个元音之间呢它会有浊化的现象，所以就听起来比较像是低的声音。 items 你等一下可以注意听一下它是怎么样发这个声音的，如果是英式发音比较有可能会念成 item， 但是呢这边它是念成 items。 OK， 就像这个 water 大家会听到美式发音真的有这个潜规则哦，所以你不一定要就是去追求哪一种发音，最少就是两个都要听懂就对了。Are you most grateful for? Grateful for 应该大家都非常熟悉了，就是感恩。好的，让我们来听听 John 的第一段的回答。
Hello, you're listening to Fly with Lily. I'm your new friend John. I'm from the United States.I'm in Chiang Mai now because I'm saving money on living expenses while getting a master's degree online. I'm a graduate student and a teacher. In my free time, I read and go to the gym. My dream is to start an educational YouTube channel.
一开始呢，他说 Hello, you're listening to Fly with Lily. 你现在收听的是学英语环游世界。I'm your new friend, John. 我是你的新朋友约翰。I'm from the United States, 就是我是来自美国。 I'm in Chiang Mai now, 他现在正在清迈。 Because I'm saving money on living expenses while getting a master's degree online. I'm saving money, 就是说我正在存钱，存什么样的钱呢？后面加介系词 on, living expenses, 就是生活的开销。While getting a master's degree online, 就是他正在呢，就是钻研这个硕士 ,master's degree online, 就是在线上。那这个 living expenses 呢，我敢说在清迈的这个花销哦，可能跟美国比起来可能不到三分之一哦。所以呢，我真的觉得 John 非常聪明，而且他到这个地方他又可以就是去进行旅游的活动，又可以认识新朋友，比在家里线上读这个硕士要有趣很多，对吧？ I'm a graduate student and a teacher in my free time. 他现在呢是这个研究生，然后呢也是一个老师。在他的空闲时间，他说 In my free time, I read and go to the gym. 在他就是有空的时候呢，他就会读书，然后他会去健身房。那 John 呢，也是让我少数看到这个男生瘦瘦的，但是这个身材超级好的，就是他也非常注重他吃的饮食的方面，然后呢，就是他也每天就是都会健身了。My dream is to start an educational YouTube channel. 他说我的梦想呢就是去开启一个 educational YouTube channel. 这个 educational 就是教育的， YouTube 就是在海外比较常用的看这个视频的一个就是网站， channel 就是频道的意思。好，那我们接下去听第二段。
Hello, you're listening to Fly with Lily. I'm your new friend John.I'm from the United States. I'm in Chiang Mai now because I'm saving money on living expenses while getting a master's degree online. I'm a graduate student and a teacher. In my free time, I read and go to the gym. My dream is to start an educational YouTube channel. Today, I'm asked a question by Lily. What everyday items are you most grateful for? So, I brought two really heavy items with me to Chiang Mai from America that most people would not bring.And those heavy items are two glass leftover containers. They're very high quality. You can put them in the oven or the microwave. And I'm really grateful for these because they give me a lot of options. They keep leftovers fresh much longer than a normal box would.
好的，这边大家有没有发现我把这个第一段跟第二段连起来，因为我觉得这样子听下去的话，大家有机会去复习。你可以留言告诉我你觉得这样子会不会比较好。好的，这边呢我们再来接着听下去。他说 Today I'm asked a question by Lily, 就是说被 Lily 问到一个这样的问题哦。What everyday items are you most grateful for? 你最就是感恩的每天都要用到的东西是什么？ So I bought one really, 这边要特别注意一下，我看错是 I brought 就是那个 bring 的过去式。 I brought one really heavy or two really heavy items with me. 他说呢他带了就是一两件非常重的东西。这个从美国带到清迈哦， to Chiang Mai from America that most people would not bring, 就是大部分的人都不会带的东西。And those heavy items are two glass leftover containers. 他说的这两个很重的东西是什么呢？其实他讲的时候我也吓了一跳，是这个玻璃的保鲜盒。天哪，如果你有去过美国旅游，你会对他们的这个玻璃的保鲜盒也是非常的印象深刻哦。每个人家里都会有几十个。好的，因为这个保鲜的功能特别好吧，好像是这样。Two glass leftover containers, 而且非常多用途，你可以微波也可以放进烤箱，对吧？我就觉得好奇怪啊。真的，就因为我在家是平常不会用这些东西。好的，接下来呢，他说 They are very high quality, 就是非常的高质量哦。You can put them in the oven, 你可以把它放进烤箱里 ,or the microwave, 也可以放进微波炉里。And I'm really grateful for these,Because they give me a lot of options. 他说非常非常感恩这些，为什么呢？是因为他给我非常多的选择 options 选择。 They keep leftovers fresh much longer than a normal box would. OK, 他这边呢就讲说因为他吃的剩菜呢就可以保存的比较久，而且呢就是跟这个普通的盒子比起来，这个玻璃的比较保鲜。
Today, I'm asked a question by Lily. What everyday items are you most grateful for? So, I brought two really heavy items with me to Chiang Mai from America that most people would not bring. And those heavy items are two glass leftover containers. They're very high quality. You can put them in the oven or the microwave. And I'm really grateful for these because they give me a lot of options.They keep leftovers fresh much longer than a normal box, so I can cook something and eat it 3 or 4 days later and it's perfectly fresh. And that's hard to achieve. And because of these containers, I can cook like a large meal with 3 different helpings and then I have food today, tomorrow, and the next day, or later in the week if I so choose. They're also excellent because they're glass and they deal with heat well. You can cook instant noodles or you can cook oatmeal in them.
接着的答案呢，你就可以知道这个约翰其实真的是一个非常好养的人。他说呢 So I can cook something and eat it 3 or 4 days later. 所以他可以煮一次东西之后呢，因为有剩下的嘛，然后他3-4天之后还可以吃。他怎么说呢？他说 It's perfectly fresh. 而且呢还非常的新鲜，完美哦。Perfectly. And that's hard to achieve.而且呢他说这个是非常难达到的哦。And because of these containers, 他说呢因为有这些容器呢 I can cook, 他说他就可以煮 like a large meal with 3 different helpings. OK, 就是煮一顿比较大的可能分量比较大的然后呢就可以把它分成3-4份。这个 helpings, 就是指这个分量。And then I,Have food today, tomorrow, and the next day, or later in a week. 这就让我想到以前有一个传统的传说，中国民间故事啊，就是讲说有一天妈妈要出远门，就在这个儿子的脖子上就挂了一圈甜甜圈，然后就让他就是吃，每天都吃一个。结果有一天那个甜甜圈呢，因为就是跌到了脖子的后面，结果儿子啃不到就死了。我不知道为什么会想到这个故事啦，但是就觉得这样怎么可以一直都吃一样的东西，真的太了不起。其实跟我也蛮像的，只是我觉得他又比我更省。他就是煮好之后他会回去再把它热了拿来吃。接着呢他说If I so choose, 就是只要他想吃就可以吃。There areAlso excellent, 他说他们也很棒的 because they are glass and they deal with heat well. 他说呢因为这个都是玻璃的嘛虽然很重但是呢他们很耐热 deal with heat well. You can cook instant noodles, 他说呢你可以煮方便面然后也可以怎么样这个 instant noodles 也是泡面的意思啊 So you can cook oatmeal in them, 也可以就是煮燕麦粥。啊，真是太多功能了。那时候我就是一直在跟他吵说我要就是请他帮我拍一张到底长什么样子。后来我真的了解，就是那种嘛，就是那种玻璃的那种微波又可以放烤箱的那种盒子嘛，真的看得蛮多的。他们真的很喜欢用。我觉得这个在我亚洲很少看到人家会那么喜欢用这个玻璃，因为就是太重了嘛，而且那个东西真的还挺贵的。好的，我们再听一次哦。
So I can cook something and eat it 3 or 4 days later and it's perfectly fresh. And that's hard to achieve. And because of these containers, I can cook like a large meal with 3 different helpings and then I have food today, tomorrow, and the next day, or later in the week if I so choose. They're also excellent because they're glass and they deal with heat well. You can cook instant noodles or you can cook oatmeal in them.So they've really expanded my dietary options, and they also help save money because you can keep your leftovers and you can eat cheap stuff like instant noodles and oatmeal. So even though they're heavy and I don't like taking them to the airport, they're really convenient and they give me a lot of benefits. So that's a simple everyday item that I'm grateful for. That's it. Thanks for listening.
接着他说 So they've really expanded my dietary options. 他们真的就是延展了。扩充了他的这个饮食的选择 dietary options, 饮食选择。And they also help save money, 特别是他们又很省钱 because you can keep your leftovers. 他说呢你可以保存你的就是剩菜 and you can eat cheap stuff.你就是可以也可以吃很便宜的东西啊 like instant noodles 就像泡面 and oatmeal 也可以吃燕麦粥 so even though they are heavy 他说呢虽然他们很重 and I don't like taking them to the airport 他也不喜欢就是把它带到这个机场我猜也是就是在运送的过程也很担心它会破掉所以可能要包好几包的衣服还是怎么样的They are really convenient, 但是他还是觉得他们很方便 and they gave me a lot of benefits, 而且呢就是也给他非常非常多的这个福利。So that's a simple everyday item that I'm grateful for. That's it. Thanks for listening. 他说这就是我每天都很感谢的一个物品。好，我真的觉得听起来就是很纯真很纯洁的感觉。大家不会觉得吗？就会觉得说哎，真的就是我们每天都在用的东西，我们有时候也可以用这个角度去真的去感谢他哦，就让我们就是节省了非常多的时间哦。像我现在因为听完了 John 的这一个播客，我就对我现在手上在拿的这支笔，我也突然产生了感恩之情。真的不是在搞笑，但是我真的觉得，哎，对哦，我都没有想到，因为有这个笔，我可以去写日记，我可以去发泄，我今天可能有不好的心情，我就把它都写出来。对吧？没有笔的时候其实也蛮麻烦蛮讨厌的，不一定就是在这个电脑上面打字有一样的功能，对吧？说的是不是？好的，那我们现在呢再来从头听一次。
Hello, you're listening to Fly with Lily. I'm your new friend John. I'm from the United States. I'm in Chiang Mai now because I'm saving money on living expenses while getting a master's degree online. I'm a graduate student and a teacherIn my free time, I read and go to the gym. My dream is to start an educational YouTube channel. Today, I'm asked a question by Lily, what everyday items are you most grateful for? So, I brought two really heavy items with me to Chiang Mai from America that most people would not bring. And those heavy items are two glass leftover containers. They're very high quality, you can put them in the oven or the microwave.And I'm really grateful for these because they give me a lot of options. They keep leftovers fresh much longer than a normal box, so I can cook something and eat it 3 or 4 days later and it's perfectly fresh. And that's hard to achieve. And because of these containers, I can cook like a large meal with 3 different helpings and then I have food today, tomorrow, and the next day, or later in the week if I so choose. They're also excellent because they're glass and they deal with heat well. You can cook instant noodles or you can cook oatmeal in them.So they've really expanded my dietary options, and they also help save money because you can keep your leftovers and you can eat cheap stuff like instant noodles and oatmeal. So even though they're heavy and I don't like taking them to the airport, they're really convenient and they give me a lot of benefits. So that's a simple everyday item that I'm grateful for. That's it. Thanks for listening.
我真的觉得如果要考托福或雅思或者是在考 TOEIC,口说的同学们如果用 John 的这种模板去回答的话肯定要满分的 John 他是没有看稿子说的他就是对着我的问题这样子去回答但是我真的觉得他这个说话的方式就是很标准就是有头有尾有结构有前面有中间有结尾就是很棒的一个回答哦。就是我访问那么多人都没有听到就是像John这样子那么有组织性的、哦、所以呢希望你喜欢今天的节目如果你喜欢 John 的声音也不要忘记为我们点点赞哦，或者是不要吝啬动动你的小指头给本节目打个5颗星或者是留下你贴心的留言我很喜欢的话我一定会在节目念出来希望你喜欢今天的节目 Have a wonderful day I'll see you soon